Join us with St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. And coach, off to a great start for you last week, picking up two big wins over SCOTUS and Newman, a team you guys had trouble with last year.
Oh, definitely. Two very good wins against two quality opponents, and both teams play really good defense, and you have to really bring some game offensively. But we were happy with the outcome from last week, especially early in the season. Those first games always seem to you have to tread the waters and see where you're at, but we're really pleased.
Coach, talk about your basketball team for the 2010-2011 season. Boy, we look down to the roster. These girls have been together for a long time.
They have, and a lot of experience and some good depth this year that we've had. We've been building and trying to use to our advantage. And we just hope, you know, each game in and game out, our depth will take over and play some good, tough defense. And we're really pleased where we're at now, but we want to try to get better and as the year goes along.
Looks like six or seven top girls. Either one of those girls could step in and have a double-digit night for you.
Yeah, they could. And even farther on down the list, we have, you know, some good JV players who can step in and give us a lot of good minutes. And they may not score a ton of points, but they do the little things right. They box out, they rebound, they play defense, and that's what we're looking for. We gave girls a lot of experience over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, and that's one thing that we thought last year would really help us, and as the season went on, it seemed to. And so this year we're in the same kind of boat. We want to give a lot of girls some different opportunities, and hopefully they cash in on those early on and get better as the year goes.
With all that experience coming back from a year ago, have you been able to do more things here at the beginning of the season?
I think so, but also we've tried to fine-tune certain areas of our game. Our defensive help defense and boxing out are two things that we're really concentrate on, and you know, hopefully tonight and tomorrow night we'll do a good job of that, and if we don't, we'll go back to work on Monday and try to fix things. But you know, it's a part of the season right now where you got to get going, because we have two games tonight, we have one Tuesday, and so you're going to see us playing two or three games each week, and so we have to get things moving in that direction right now.
Naturally happy with the two wins on opening weekend, but generally with the things that you saw out there, you were happy?
We were. We didn't play great against SCOTUS. We struggled offensively, had, you know, that first game jitter kind of thing going the first half, but settled down the second half and had some nice spurts, and defensively I thought we really did a good job. And that's what we've been talking to the girls a lot about, is your offense will come and go. Your defense can always be there game in and game out, and keep you in games if you're struggling offensively.
Is that where this team has to take the next step, maybe to the challenger for the Centennial Conference Championship, maybe make a run to the state tournament as better defense this year?
I think so, and I think we're going to do that, and hopefully we'll challenge for the conference championship, but that's a long ways away, and we got to take one game here in December at a time. But I think ultimately that's where we need to improve is rebounding defense, and I think, you know, we're taking the right steps to do that. Our offense is good, is very good at times, and we can do a good job offensively, and we're always going to have some easy buckets off the break here and there. But I think the half-court defense is one thing that we just need to be at a top notch.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come back. As we talked about Donovan Trumbull, the opponents for Hastings St. Cecilia, our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball coach John Kyle. His Hawkettes getting ready to take the floor here this afternoon against Donovan Trumbull. Coach, the opponents come in 0-2 in the season, losing to Blue Hill, losing to St. Paul on opening weekend. But, hey, it's Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull, a couple of teams that are pretty good rivals in basketball.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we're going to see, no matter what the record is, they're going to play hard. Every year Bob gets them to play hard. They're usually a scrappy team who fights as much as they can, and I expect tonight's game to be the same way. And we're going to have to go out there, and we need to play our game and bring our intensity tonight and not have a letdown, and I think we can take care of business. If we just go through the motions, it'll be different. But, you know, either way, Donovan, you know they're going to play hard.
We're concerned about what you guys can get accomplished tonight and maybe what Donovan Trumbull's going to do tonight.
Well, a little bit. You know, we've put in some defensive things we might try tonight just to see how they work and how we're executing those things. And offensively, we can always get sharper here and there. And we've talked to the girls about, you know, screens and such. And it's one of those things where we hope to improve. Even if it's just a baby step, we hope to improve a little bit.
Despite a loss against Blue Hill last week, that was in overtime, though, they did have three girls score in double figures. So they got some scores on this team.
They do, and we knew that from last year. They had some nice girls score last year in the JV game, and then they help them in the varsity game, and so they got some girls who can put it in the hoop, and so we, you know, it's not a major concern, but it's something that we have to just, you know, play within ourselves defensively and play good sound defense and do a good job.
Game plan for tonight, is this team we can pressure?
I think so, and a lot of teams, I think, down the list, we're going to pressure, whether we get something out of the full court press or not, we're going to try to force the tempo, and I think we play a lot better offense when we do that. We get out and run, even if we don't get a transition basket, it seems we like that up-tempo even in the half court, and so that's something we're always going to try to do is just force the tempo a little bit.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you, Mike.
John Kyle, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, starting laps, play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Keese Drive-In Drugs and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keese Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keese Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Chapman Gymnasium. We're at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Get our first look at the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes for the 2010-2011 basketball season. Donovan Trumbull in town tonight to take on the Blue Hawks and the Hawkettes here tonight at Hastings St. Cecilia. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Girls game is up first. St. Cecilia, good opening weekend. Hawkettes go on the road and beat Columbus Scotus last week by the score of 41-32. Then came home on Saturday and beat Bishop Newman, a team that had their number a season ago. St. Cecilia handling Bishop Newman last week easily here at home by the score of 52-27. They've got a roster this year that's very familiar from last season. The likes of Abby Jackson, Libby Kissinger, Cherise Farmer, Chanel Farmer, Lexi Schmidt, Tessa Kalupa, and also Caitlin Ernst, all back for head coach John Kyle. That was a team last year that finished 15-8. They're off to a great start here this year, winning their first two ball games of the season. They face a team tonight in Donovan Trumbull. This is a program that went 4-16 last year under head coach Bob Samuelson. Donovan Trumbull opening up the season with two losses, one to Blue Hill. That was in overtime in their season opener, 45-42. And then they lost to St. Paul by a score of 45-32. They've got some scores on this basketball team, however. Against the Blue Hill Bobcats in their season opener, they had three girls in double figures. Kirsten Sullivan had 11 points against Blue Hill. Molly Kobacher also had 11 points. And then Kaylee Glover had 10 points. So that's a team that can put some points on the scoreboard. If they hit a hot night, they're going to be an underdog here in this ball game tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. They've got their point guard as well back, Katie Pfeiffer. She's a 5'5" junior. She has scored 9 points in the two ball games so far for Donovan. She's got a couple of assists and averaging also 4 steals per ball game. So Donovan Trumbull matched up with Hastings St. Cecilia here in the girls' ball game in game number one. Then we got the boys' contest coming up next. The records are kind of reversed in the boys' game. It'll be Donovan coming in 2-0 in the season after wins over Blue Hill and St. Paul. Meanwhile, the St. Cecilia boys, uncharacteristic, they are 0-2 after losing to Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman on their opening weekend. So an exciting night of high school basketball coming up for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. We'll come back, check the starters for you as we sneak closer to game time here tonight. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
They're singing the national anthem as we get set for high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Busy night for the area teams here tonight. Hastings High playing host to Holdridge in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader up at the Tiger Gym. And the Adams Central Patriots boys and girls basketball teams also in action tonight. They are on the road playing at Centura. Hastings St. Cecilia here at home taking on Donovan Trumbull. We'll give you the starting lineups for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Katie Pfeiffer gets the start, a 5'5" junior. Pfeiffer averaging 4.8 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kayla Henricks is a 5'6" junior. Henricks averaging 2 points and 3 rebounds per game. Molly Kometcher is a 5'5" junior. Kometcher averaging 7 points and 8 rebounds per game. Kirsten Sullivan, a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 9 points and 10.5 rebounds per game. And then Kaylee Glover is a 5'11" freshman. Glover is averaging 7 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. She had 10 points in the ball game against Blue Hill 1 week ago. So Donovan Trumbull goes with Katie Pfeiffer and Kayla Henricks in the ball game. Molly Kometcher, Kirsten Sullivan, and Kaylee Glover, coached by Bob Samuelson. The record at no wins, 2 losses on the season. Hastings St. Cecilia 2-0, of course, coached by John Kyle. They will go with Abby Jackson, a 5'5" senior. Jackson averaging 3 points, 1.5 rebounds per game. Libby Kissinger, a 5'4" junior, averaging 5.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Cherise Farmer is a 5'4" senior. Farmer is averaging 9 points, 2.5 rebounds per game. Lexi Schmidt, a 5'8" senior. Schmidt averaging 9 points and 5 rebounds per game. And then Caitlin Ernst, also getting a start for John Kyle, a 5'10" junior. She is averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. St. Cecilia 2-0 on the season after wins over Columbus Scotus and Bishop Newman a week ago. Hawkettes come out in their home-standing white uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Donovan Trumbull going to be in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Donovan Trumbull shoots to our basket to our right as we view it from the side court here at the Chapman Gym. Ball is in the air, and Donovan Trumbull controls the opening tip. St. Cecilia going to play a little man, little zone here in the ball game. here tonight. They'll start off in the man-to-man defense. Hendricks has got the ball. He's swinging around to the left side now. Dribble penetration, takes it to the free throw line. There's a shot by Pfeiffer, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ernst of St. Cecilia. Hawks run back the other way now for the first time here tonight. St. Cecilia will work against a zone defense here for Donovan Trumbull. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline. Lexi Schmidt back out on top to Abby Jackson. Jackson comes over here on the wing to Libby Kissinger. Now to Jackson. Nice pass underneath. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Lexi Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt scored 8 and 10 points in the two ball games 1 week ago against Scotus and Newman. She gets the Hawkettes on the scoreboard 2-0. St. Cecilia with the advantage. Donovan Trumbull now working against some pressure in backcourt. Sullivan has the basketball stripped away and is picked up by St. Cecilia. First turnover on Donovan Trumbull. Running back the other way, Cherise Farmer stops at the free throw line. Down in the corner to Kissinger. Bounce pass goes inside to Ernst. Back outside to Jackson for three. Shots off of the iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to co-mentor of Donovan Trumbull. Just underway, 2-0 is the score. St. Cecilia with the lead. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Here's Hendricks. Elbow right side of the lane. Comes out on top. That's Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looks at the three. Throws it over on the far side to Kometcher. Entry pass to get it down low to Glover. Shot good. Kaylee Glover scores there for Donovan Trumbull, and the Cardinals come back to tie things up here. 2-2 is the score. Cherise Farmer now with the ball for St. Cecilia over to Libby Kissinger. Kissinger holds it, comes back to Farmer. Farmer just to the left of the lane, goes back the other way. With the ball there is Kissinger. A long three is up there and in. Libby Kissinger hits a three-pointer from a couple of feet from behind the three-point line that time. She's a 20% foul shooter from three-point territory. She hits her first gunner here from the outside. 5-2, St. Cecilia with the lead. Donovan Trumbull comes back with the ball. Kometcher down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Jackson. Abby grabs the ball for St. Cecilia. Long pass down to the floor to Kissinger. There's a feed underneath the bucket. His shot is up there. It's good. Lexi Schmidt scores there for St. Cecilia. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and the Hawkettes have opened up a five-point lead. 7-2 is the score. St. Cecilia applying pressure again back here with Cherise Farmer. Donovan Trumbull brings it up the floor. Hendricks finally brings it across the midcourt stripe, but it's poked away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Farmer has got it. Nice feed to Kissinger. She blows the layup. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals have turned the ball over twice already here in the first quarter. Sullivan gets the rebound. Long pass down the floor. Here's Hendricks now down on the left baseline. His shot is up there by Kometcher. No good. Rebound comes down to Ernst of St. Cecilia. Ernst takes it to the right sideline to Cherise Farmer. Gets the ball ahead to Libby Kissinger. Down to Farmer. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. It is intercepted there by Sullivan. First turnover on St. Cecilia. Now they have the basketball taken away in backcourt by Libby Kissinger. Her shot is up and in. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. But Donovan Trumbull turns the ball over here in backcourt. Libby Kissinger gets the field goal. She's already got 5 points in the ball game. Lexi Schmidt has got four. We've got a timeout. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia 9, Donovan Trumbull 2.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, 9-2 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals have the ball back in their offensive zone. That's a Glover. Has it tipped away, picked up by Pfeiffer. Shot off of the baseline, good. Katie Pfeiffer scores there for Donovan Trumbull. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 9-4 is the score now. St. Cecilia out on top by 5 points early in the contest. Cherise Farmer has got it. Entry pass. They get it to Schmidt right at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Kissinger. This Schmidt down in the corner. Abby Jackson, long range jumper up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. With the ball is Sullivan. She is trapped here in the backcourt right against the baseline, and she calls a timeout. So Donovan Trumbull burns another timeout here in the first quarter. This one with 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Take another break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Donovan Trumbull 4.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9-4 is the score. Donovan Trumbull trying to inbound the ball here in backcourt. It's tipped away, but it's picked back up by the Cardinals. Running down the far sideline now is Jordine Brumman, who's into the ball game. Now down on the baseline. Here's a shot up there by Kometscher that's up and in. So they get the ball into the offensive zone. Molly Kometscher guns one up there from the short baseline on the left side, about a 12-footer over there. That's a 9-6 ball game now. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's Chanel Farmer for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kirsten Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. Sullivan has got it. Approaches the midcourt stripe. Gets it across the line down to Brumman. Has the basketball tipped away by Jackson. The fourth turnover on St. Cecilia. Fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull. And now St. Cecilia turns the ball over themselves. They throw the ball into the second row of the bleachers on the break there. Two turnovers now on St. Cecilia. Four on Donovan Trumbull. Sarah Dinan comes into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull, replacing Molly Kometscher. 3:52 to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gym. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 9-6 in girls high school basketball. As Donovan Trumbull tries to inbound the ball, they do. Pfeiffer has got it on the dribble now. She works in backcourt here against Jackson. Gets it to the 10-second line to Sullivan. Brings it into the offensive zone. Sullivan gets rid of it now to a Pfeiffer. Back out near the midcourt stripe. St. Cecilia still in that man-to-man defense. Jackson is matched up there out top. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Mishandled there by Glover, but it's picked up by Dinan over on the far side of the wing. Moves it down in the corner. That's going to be a Glover with the ball. Brings it back to Dinan. Down to Brumman at the top of the key. Brumman swings it over here on the right side to Pfeiffer. Katie looking here at the St. Cecilia defense. Down to 3:16 to play in the first quarter. 9-6. Hawkins have the lead. Dinan has got it at the top of the key. Gets it back out here to Brumman. She's trying to drive the ball there against Chanel Farmer. Good defense here by St. Cecilia. They come back out to Pfeiffer between the rings. Donovan Trumbull unable to penetrate this defense right now. Here's Brumman with the ball on the wing. There's a long pass inside and a foul is going to be called. They were patient enough, finally trying to jam it inside to Kirsten Sullivan. And St. Cecilia getting a little anxious there to knock the ball away. And a foul is going to be called there on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be your first. That's going to be the first team foul on the Hawkettes. Here comes Libby Kissinger back in. Here comes Sharice Farmer back in. Jackson comes out. Schmidt comes out. Non-shooting situation. Donovan Trumbull plays it in. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Sullivan. It's off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. And she's hit. And a foul is going to be called. Dinan picks up the foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her first. Sarah Dinan picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the first team foul now. And Donovan Trumbull in the ballgame. Kayla Henricks comes back into the ball game now. 9-6 is the score. St. Cecilia has got a three-point lead in this ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball now down on the baseline. Here's a jumper put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Kissinger, and she throws the ball away. Morgan Nicola now into the ball game for St. Cecilia. She's the one that took that shot down there on the baseline. So Morgan Nicola takes the first shot, and then St. Cecilia turns the ball away as they throw it out of bounds after they grab the offensive rebound. 2:37 to play here in the first quarter. 9-6, St. Cecilia with the lead. Pressure by the Hawkins here in backcourt. Sullivan has got it, has it tipped away. Picks it back up, two-handed to pass across the 10-second line, and now a foul is going to be called again. This one on Tessa Kalupa for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first team foul, number two on the Hawkins. Going to the free throw. Nope, it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball off of the far sideline. Kirsten Sullivan will inbound the ball for Donovan Trumbull. She finally gets it in to Kometscher, who's back into the ball game. Now to Glover, down in the baseline. Brings it back out here on the wing to Sullivan. St. Cecilia stays in their man-to-man defense. There's a Pfeiffer with the ball. Dribbles once, bounce pass. Left side of the lane, down in the baseline to a Kometscher. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Battle, and we got a jump ball call. Three players hit the deck, and the arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia, so the Hawkettes will get it. Kaylin Ernst back into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, replacing Morgan Nicola. 2:12 remaining here in the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of the score of 9-6, and now the Hawkettes commit a turnover here in backcourt. I think Chanel Farmer was over the line when they inbounded the basketball. Farmer's going to come out. Here comes Abby Jackson back into the ball game. 2:11 to play, first quarter, 9-6. Hawkettes have led it from the opening tap. Donovan Trumbull has a chance to tie things up here with a three-point field goal. They'll get things in, down in the corner to a Glover, puts it on the floor. Basketball's tipped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Turnover number five. Long pass down the floor to Jackson. She lays it in. Abby Jackson scores for St. Cecilia. That's her first bucket. St. Cecilia now leading by the score of 11-6. Here's a jump ball in backcourt. as Kayla Heinrichs was tied up there by St. Cecilia's. The Hawkins continue to apply the pressure back here. Jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull, so the Cardinals will maintain control here. 1:56 to play in the first quarter. 11-6 is the score. Here's a Pfeiffer with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Has problems with it here. She works against Farmer. The scramble is on. Farmer picks it up. Nice feed to Kissinger. Back to Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. So St. Cecilia with two or three shots to the hole there from point-blank range from right underneath the basket. They could not convert. So Donovan Trumbull plays it in now with a minute and 39 seconds to play. They throw it to the far sideline. It's going to be brought down by Cherise Farmer, but she was stepping on the sideline. So Farmer had the ball there for St. Cecilia, but she looks down and her toes are out of bounds. So it's going to be Donovan Trumbull inbounding the ball again here in backcourt. It's going to be Pfeiffer bringing the ball up the floor. Now she gets it to Heinrichs over here on the right side. Now to a Pfeiffer again between the rings. Picked up there by Cherise Farmer of St. Cecilia. There's a pass to Kometscher. Kometscher down in the corner to Sullivan. St. Cecilia still in a man-to-man here with a minute 20 left in the first quarter. Driving for the hole is going to be Sullivan, and she draws a personal foul. So Sullivan goes to the free throw line now, and she was mauled in the act of shooting there. Personal foul is going to be called on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Lexi Schmidt. That's going to be team foul number three on St. Cecilia. Kirsten Sullivan goes to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull. Her shot is up there, it's good. She is now 6 out of 12 on free throws so far this season. Sullivan is averaging 9 points and 10.5 rebounds per game in her first two ball games of the season. 11-7 is the score now. St. Cecilia with a 4-point lead. As is Sullivan, will have one more. Her shot is good. Perfect there by Kirsten. Balance 11-8. Hawkins leading by 3 points. St. Cecilia with the ball. 1:14 left here in this first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Cherise Farmer goes over to Libby Kissinger. Brings it back to Farmer. Left side of the lane. Circles around it. Hearn's screen. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. And now we got a jump ball called. Jamie Williams is into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. And she was tied up on the play. Jamie Williams, a 5'9" junior. Arrow this time pointing in favor of the Hawkettes, so they'll play it in. Here's Ernst from right in front of the free throw line. Her shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. Kirsten Sullivan has got the ball, gets rid of it here in backcourt, and then we got a foul called. They got it into the hands of Brumman, and a foul is going to be called in St. Cecilia again. Libby Kissinger picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 4 on the Hawkettes. We're down to 53 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with a couple of turnovers. Donovan Trumbull has got 5. Cardinals having problems bringing the ball up against the St. Cecilia backcourt pressure. But this time they get it in there with no problem. Here's Kometscher from deep in the right corner. Shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot is up there, no good by Flocky. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger has got the ball for the Hawkettes. Now to Abby Jackson. Abby holds it over to Libby Kissinger. 4-3. Her shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Rebound Ernst. Follow shot up and in. Caitlin Ernst gets the offensive board and the putback. St. Cecilia now with a 5-point lead. 13-8 is the score. There's a Brumman with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it to a Sullivan across the midcourt stripe. Top of the key. Now they move it down on the baseline. Here's a jumper put up there by Heinrichs. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson with 8 seconds. Bounce pass to Kissinger. And now here's a foul that's going to be called as Libby Kissinger goes sliding out of bounds here. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Kayla Heinrichs. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Cardinals. Sarah Dinan comes into the ball game now for DT. And going to the bench will be Heinrichs. Abby Jackson will play things in. Abby holding the ball, gets it down in the corner to Farmer. Moves to her right, fires up a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sullivan. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the first quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball action. From the Chapman Gymnasium, the score, Hastings St. Cecilia 13, Donovan Trumbull 8.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 13-8 to score. Hastings Saints to stay with the lead. Here's a long-range jumper here by Pfeiffer from three. No good. Ball goes out of bounds on the far side. It'll be Saints to sell you ball. So Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession here in the second quarter. Pfeiffer takes a three-pointer from just the left of the circle. There it misses. Rebound goes out of bounds, so Donovan Trumbull drops back on defense now. They'll stay with a zone here against St. Cecilia. Hawkins are out on top by a score of 13-8. Abby Jackson with the ball comes across the top to Chanel Farmer. Farmer moves it down to the left side now to Kalupa. Back to Jackson. Jackson goes inside to Morgan Nicklaus back into the ball game. Tipped away, picked up by Jackson. There's a feed down low. Farmer mishandles the ball. It is loose, but Chanel comes out of there with it. Chanel Farmer down in the corner now for three. Her shot is no good, and the rebound comes down to Pfeiffer. Katie Pfeiffer has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. Left-handed dribble. Approaches the midcourt stripe there. Picked up defensively by Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia. There's Heinrichs with the ball. Heinrichs goes inside. Now to Pfeiffer. Kicks it back out to Heinrichs. Down to the high post, and the ball's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Morgan Nicola, the sixth turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ball game. Abby Jackson back the other way for St. Cecilia. Goes to Chanel Farmer. Cross-court pass comes over here to Kalupa. Now to Jackson. Right side again to Chanel. Bounce pass comes inside. Lexi Schmidt has got it. She throws it to the near sideline, nearly out of bounds. Kalupa saves it there, right in the hands of Morgan Nicola. Out to Abby Jackson. Back down in the corner. Here's Kalupa for three. Shot is up there, too strong. And the rebound comes down to Donovan. Kaylee Glover has got the ball for DT, heading back the other way. Here's a Kometcher. She has the basketball stripped away from behind. Picked up by Jackson. That's turnover number seven on Donovan Trumbull. Back the other way, Farmer, and she lays it in. So now Farmer scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. St. Cecilia out on top now by seven, 15-8. Hawkins with a lead over the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull. Heinrichs with the ball. High pass goes down in the corner, nearly threw it out of bounds. Kometcher brings it down, and now we got a personal foul called. Kometcher was battling for the ball there, and she picks up the personal foul instead. So the pass was high. Kometcher had to try to climb the ladder to grab that one, and she commits the personal foul as she was battling for that loose ball. 6:04 remaining here in the first half. Girls High School basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS. First game of two. We'll have the boys' teams coming up next between Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia. Hawkins have the lead here, 15-8 is the score. St. Cecilia with the ball in their offensive zone. They work it around the three-point circle, down in the corner to a Farmer. Bounce pass goes to the free throw line to Kissinger, and the shot is up and in. Some dribble penetration there, and they got the ball to Libby Kissinger, wide open at the free throw line, and she hits the free throw line jumper. She's got 7 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 17-8. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half, and now we got a traveling violation. They got the ball inside to Glover. And she's calling for the extra steps in there for Donovan Trumbull. That is the eighth turnover on the Cardinals here in this first half. Lexi Schmidt comes out. Here comes Ernst back in there for head coach John Kyle. The Hawkettes, a season ago, finished 15-8, qualified for the state tournament. And a ton of experience coming back here for this season. Off to a good start. Winning their two ball games a week ago, and now they've got a 17-8 lead here. There's a shot from underneath the bucket there by Ernst. It's no good. Gets her own rebound and has the basketball taken away by Sullivan. Kirsten Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. Coming back the other way to Brumman. Leads the break. Goes down on the baseline. Here's a shot by Dinan up there. Good. Little 10-footer off of the right baseline. Sarah Dinan scores for DT. And it is now a 17-10 ball game. St. Cecilia with the lead. Chanel Farmer. Now to Charisse Farmer. Right side of the floor there. Brings it across the top to Libby Kissinger. Now to Charisse. Down in the corner to Chanel. Diagonal pass comes out on top again to Kissinger. Moves it down in the corner to Kalupa. Out to Charisse Farmer. Dribble penetration. Puts it up off of the window and scores. Charisse Farmer scores. So St. Cecilia has already got six girls that have scored here in the ballgame. And the Hawkettes now lead by a score of 19-10. Pressure again. Donovan Trumbull breaks it. Pfeiffer goes down on the baseline. Here's a shot by Glover up and in. So Kaylee Glover now with 4 points in the ballgame. 19-12. The Cardinals are down by seven. Here's a Farmer just to the left of the lane. Puts the ball on the floor. Dribbles behind her back now at the top of the key. Moves it over there to Libby Kissinger. Down in the corner to a Kalupa. Pass back out on top to Farmer. 4-3. Her shot up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Cardinals. That's a Kirsten Sullivan with the rebound. Sullivan brings it to the near side. Dribbling with the ball is Pfeiffer. Goes to Glover at the free throw line this time. Her shot's way off of the mark. It goes out of bounds. An air ball thrown up there. And St. Cecilia will play things in. Abby Jackson, Lexi Schmidt coming in. Head coach John Kyle, 3:48 to play. Tell you what, these first six or seven girls, they've been together for a long time. Most of them started as freshmen, so they're now seniors. We've had them for the last 4 years. Here's Jackson, deep in the corner on the left side. Bounce pass inside to Schmidt, puts it up to the shot, good, and she's fouled. Lexi Schmidt gets the field goal just to the left of the basket. She scores there, and she is fouled in the play. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Kaylee Glover picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. So going to the free throw line is going to be Schmidt. This will be your first free throw of the season. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull, Sarah Dinan. Dinan gets the ball to Pfeiffer. Here come the Cardinals now. Brumman has got it. Right-handed dribble. Comes to the near side of the floor. Stops here on the wing. Brumman gets rid of it now to a Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer is double-teamed down in the corner. They send it down. Lotus Sullivan. Turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson of St. Cecilia. Long pass ahead. They get it to Charisse Farmer. Now inside to Lexi Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi now with 8 points in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with a double-digit lead for the first time. Hawkins leading the Cardinals now by a score of 23-12. Pressure. Brumman on the far side gets rid of it. Now we got a timeout from Donovan Trumbull, head coach Bob Samuelson, as this team continues to struggle against the St. Cecilia pressure here. Donovan Trumbull has turned the ball over eight times already unofficially here in the first half of play. We got 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 23, Donovan Trumbull 12.
Five Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our three convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gym at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawkettes out on top of Donovan Trumbull in girls high school basketball action here tonight, 23-12. And all the other teams in the city of Hastings also playing tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia playing these two ball games with Donovan Trumbull tonight. Hastings High playing up with the Tiger Den. They've got Holdridge in town in the girls boys basketball doubleheader. And the Adams Central Patriots on the road tonight. They're in Centura at Centura High School. Playing the Centurions, two games here tonight. 23-12 is the score here. The Hawkettes out on top. Donovan Trumbull following the timeout. Now working with the ball in their offensive zone. Pfeiffer goes over here to Brumman, down on the baseline. Sullivan, her shot is up there. Rims up, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot up there by Dinan. It's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out of there by St. Cecilia. Running back the other way is Charisse Farmer. Goes over to Chanel Farmer. Now we got a foul called. On the break, a personal foul is going to be called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Sullivan. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul. Team foul number five in the Cardinals. End of the ball game now is going to be Kalupa for St. Cecilia. Hendricks coming in now for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia will play things in. Baseline left side, way underneath the basket there. Charisse Farmer has got it. Now across the top to Abby Jackson. To Charisse, not Abby. Left side of the lane. Donovan Trumbull still in a zone defense. Abby Jackson comes out to Charisse Farmer. Now to Abby Jackson, to Charisse again. Out between the rings. We'll try the right side. There's Libby Kissinger. To Charisse at the top of the key. Cerise moves over to Libby Kissinger on the wing on the right side. They pound it down. Loaded Schmidt. Her shot is up and in. Lexi Schmidt down there on the baseline. A little seven-footer put up there. Lexi's having a good first half. She's got 10 points in the ballgame. Pressure again by the Hawkins in backcourt. Donovan brings it into the offensive zone, and now a traveling violation is called on Pfeiffer. So they work hard to get the ball into the offensive zone there, and then Pfeiffer is whistled for the traveling violation. 9 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the first half. 2:05 to play until halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia has now built a 25-12 advantage over the Cardinals here in this one. Abby Jackson with the ball. Jackson, the Kalupa, 4-3. Shot is up there. Bingo. Nope, he's there. Foot was on the line. Tessa Kalupa dials up a long two-pointer there from just to the right of the lane. And it's now 27-12 in favor of St. Cecilia. Here's a steal now by Jackson. Jackson to Kissinger, and the pass in the lane is going to be intercepted by Kometcher. 10 turnovers on Donovan. 3 for St. Cecilia. Running back the other way. Sullivan, her shot off the window. Good. Kirsten Sullivan scores for Donovan Trumbull. She's got 4 points in the ballgame. 27-14. Long pass down the floor. Goes sailing right to the fingertips of Schmidt out of bounds. So a turnover on St. Cecilia. Jamie Williams comes into the ballgame now. Chanel Farmer checking in for head coach John Kyle. 1:24 to play here in the first half. 27-14. St. Cecilia's got the lead. Jordine Brumman coming into the ballgame now for Donovan Trumbull as they try to crack this backcourt pressure here. Kirsten Sullivan looking to inbound, does so. Brumman has got it. She'll work back here against the Chanel Farmer. Goes back to the far side to Sullivan. Gets the ball ahead to Kometcher. Kometcher's pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Cherise Farmer. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Kalupa. Drives her shot, no good. Chanel Farmer with a rebound. Shot up there, no good. Rebound Farmer, and she's fouling the play. So St. Cecilia getting 2 and 3 shots at the bucket when they do miss. And now they commit the personal foul here, and St. Cecilia will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go. Jordan Brumman picking up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Team foul number 6 on the Cardinals. And going to the free throw line, Chanel Farmer. Her shot is up there. It's no good. That's Chanel's first free throw of the season, and she misses it. Dinan comes in. Here comes Pfeiffer back in for Donovan Trumbull. Henriksen Kometcher coming to the bench. The score is 27-14. St. Cecilia has led this baby from the opening tap. Led 13-8 at the end of the first quarter. Here's the next shot. It's up there. That one rattles around, goes down through the hole. So Chanel Farmer hits 1 out of 2. Into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Libby Kissinger coming out. It's going to be Abby Jackson. So St. Cecilia has doubled the score on the Cardinals here in the first half, 28-14. St. Cecilia again applying pressure back here as Sullivan will get it in. Sullivan gets it to Pfeiffer. Back to Sullivan. Out of the far side. They get it to Brumman into the forecourt. Dribbles to the elbow, left side. Out to Pfeiffer now. Her long-range jumper is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Kissinger. Right-handed dribble coming back the other way. Kissinger leads it down on the baseline to Farmer. Her pass across the lane goes over to Tessa Kalupa. Still can't put up a shot. Back outside to Libby Kissinger. Dribble penetration. Jump pass over to Kalupa. Down on the baseline on the right side. That's Jamie Williams who's back into the ball game. Here's Morgan Nicola driving down the lane. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Farmer, her shot's blocked down. Now a traveling violation is called. So no foul there on the block by Donovan Trumbull. A traveling violation is called on Chanel Farmer. 33 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 28-14. Hawkins have the lead. Sullivan has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull to Brumman. Brumman works in backcourt here against Kissinger. Stops, gets the ball into the offensive zone to Sullivan. Sullivan moves it down on the baseline, trying to drive it down there. It's going to be Dinan, gives the ball up now to Sullivan. Cross-court pass comes over here to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now to Brumman, traveling violation. So a traveling violation is called, and Donovan Trumbull, their 12th turnover here in the first half. We're down to 15.7 seconds to play now until halftime. St. Cecilia with a 14-point advantage, 28-14. Libby Kissinger, Chanel Farmer, now to Libby. Back to Chanel Farmer on the left side. Cross-court pass goes over to Libby. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Libby at the free throw line forces up and off balance shot. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings St. Cecilia scores often and early in the first half of play. And the Hawkettes cruising right now. They got a double-digit lead at halftime. After 2 quarters here at the Chapman Gymnasium, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Donovan Trumbull 14.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia at halftime of our girls basketball game here tonight. The Hawkettes of St. Cecilia with a lead over Donovan Trumbull. The score is 28-14. St. Cecilia got out of the gates early tonight. They used their pressure defense and really had an easy time in the first quarter. Got out to a 9-2 advantage. Donovan Trumbull came back after they settled in a little bit. Got the deficit cut down to 3 points at one point at 11-8. St. Cecilia hitting a basket toward the end of the first quarter. They had a 5-point advantage at the end of one quarter at 13-8. Hawkins then scoring the first 4 points of the second quarter to make it 17-8 and out to a double-digit lead at 23-12 and then 25-12 and 27-12 in the second quarter. And right now the margin is 14 points, 28-14, Hastings St. Cecilia. Looking for their third win of the season here tonight with a margin of 14 points at halftime, leading Donovan Trumbull here in this one. Both of these teams having a double weekend, so to speak. Both teams will play again tomorrow. Donovan Trumbull is going to play host to the Harvard Cardinals. Harvard is off to a good start here this year. Their record is sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss under former Hastings College basketball player Jamie Lipker, who is the head coach over at Harvard. So they're sitting at 2-1. They'll take on these Donovan Trumbull Cardinals tomorrow night in Donovan. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, they've got a home game against Blue Hill. So St. Cecilia playing Blue Hill tomorrow night here at home, and Donovan Trumbull returns back to Donovan for a home game against Harvard. We look ahead. Donovan also playing in the Sandy Creek Holiday Basketball Tournament here in the month of December yet. That will wrap up their schedule. They're also going to play in the Heartland Holiday Tournament. So Donovan Trumbull playing in two tournaments during the holidays at Sandy Creek and also at Heartland. Meanwhile, Hastings St. Cecilia, they're going to be playing this year in the Aurora Holiday Basketball Tournament. That'll be on the 29th and 30th of this month. So a lot of basketball yet to come here in the month of December as we get this 2010-2011 high school basketball season in full swing here tonight. 28-14 is our score here. The Hawkettes with a lead. Again, the other two schools are also playing ball games tonight. Hastings High, two games against the Holdridge Dusters up at the Tiger Gym. Girls game is underway. The boys will go at 7:45 tonight. Same story for Adams Central. They are on the road tonight playing at Centura in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Again, 28-14 is our score here. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull in girls high school play. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, girls high school basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Boys game yet to follow. 28-14 our score here at the break. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Hawkins getting 10 points in the first half from Lexi Schmidt. Lexi had 5 field goals in that first half. She was 0-1 from the free throw line. Libby Kissinger had 7 points. Kissinger knocked down a 3-pointer, a couple of 2-point field goals for Libby in the first 2 quarters of play. Other scores for St. Cecilia, they got 3 points from Chanel Farmer on a field goal. She was 1-of-2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Abby Jackson on a field goal. 2 points for Cherise Farmer on a field goal. Tessa Kalupa had a field goal and 2 points. And Caitlin Ernst had a field goal and 2 points. Hastings St. Cecilia hitting 1-of-3 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Donovan Trumbull, they got 4 points in the first half from Kirsten Sullivan, a field goal, and she was 2-of-2 from the free throw line. Kaylee Glover had a couple of field goals and 4 points. Sarah Dinan had a putback field goal for 2 points. Molly Kobetcher had a field goal for 2 points. And Katie Pfeiffer had a field goal and 2 points for Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals hit 2-of-2 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Big story was backcourt pressure by St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull committed 12 turnovers in the first half of play compared to only 4 for Hastings St. Cecilia. So the score is St. Cecilia out on top of Donovan Trumbull by a score of 28-14 here at halftime. We've got more basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the Hastings College Broncos in action against Briar Cliff. That'll be a women's basketball doubleheader at Lynn Farrell Arena. On the air with the pregame show with head coach Jeff Dittman at 1:45 tomorrow. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock and the men will follow at 4. Matchup in the men's game is going to be Hastings against the number 4 team in the nation. Briar Cliff is undefeated on the year and ranked number 4, so Hastings will have a tough task in that men's ball game as the Bronco men try to rebound from their loss the other night at Concordia. The Hastings College women able to knock off the Bulldogs for their first conference win of the season. They beat the Bulldogs 62-59, so see if they can keep things rolling along tomorrow. We'll have all the action for you here on 1230 KHAS, again beginning at 1:45. The Nebraska men's basketball team going to be in action tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The Huskers, at 7-2 on the season, will take on the Horned Frogs of TCU. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time in Lincoln. We'll have the game for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at about 12 noon tomorrow. Nebraska women's basketball team will play the later ball game at the Sports Center. They'll have a 7:05 start tomorrow as the Huskers will be in action. The Nebraska women will play against Northern Colorado tomorrow night. And by the way, if you're looking for volleyball tonight, the Nebraska volleyball team is going to be in action in the NCAA volleyball tournament. That'll be out in Seattle. They'll take on Washington. We'll have the match for you tonight on the Breeze. It's a 9 o'clock starting time, so 8:50 pregame show tonight on KLIQ 94.5, the Breeze. We've got plenty more basketball action coming up here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Second half just a minute or so from getting underway. 28-14 is the score at halftime. St. Cecilia with the lead. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Don't go away. The second game of our doubleheader is just moments away on...
Just a commercial.
Always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings or online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back at the Chapman Gymnasium for the second half. St. Cecilia with a 14-point lead, 28-14 is the score. Hawkins with the opening possession of the second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Abby Jackson with the ball. Goes over to Cherise Farmer, tries to pound it down low. Ball tipped away. Libby Kissinger picks it up. Now to Cherise Farmer. Comes out now to Lexi Schmidt. Back to the left side, Libby Kissinger. A lot of traffic over there. She gets rid of it now to Abby Jackson to the free throw line to Lexi Schmidt. Out to Cherise Farmer, to Caitlin Ernst. Down low right side, cross-court pass goes to Jackson. Dribbles down the baseline, now dish inside, and a shot is up and in by Schmidt. Lexi Schmidt now with 12 points in the ballgame. She has scored 8, 10, and 12 in the three ball games thus far for St. Cecilia. Pressure again by St. Cecilia in backcourt, and a traveling violation is called on Sullivan. 13 turnovers now on Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia will inbound from underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson holds the ball for St. Cecilia. Gets it into Libby Kissinger. Now to Farmer out here in three-point territory to Jackson. Jackson goes to Ernst. Now to Farmer. Here's Kissinger. Back to Farmer. Top of the key. 4-3. Shot is up there. Traveling violation. Farmer, this is Cherise getting the three-pointer away there, but a traveling violation. She got the happy feet before she got rid of the basketball on the shot. So that's five turnovers now in St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull plays things in. There's Kometscher. Kometscher goes to the free throw line. The Glover shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. That's Alexi Schmidt with the ball. Gets it ahead to Kissinger. Nice pass to Jackson, and she lays it in. Abby Jackson now with 4 points in the ball game, 32-14. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Pressure again by the Hawkettes here in backcourt. Here's Sullivan. She is run into, and the ball tipped away. It's picked up here by St. Cecilia. 14 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull. Here's Cherise Farmer from deep in the left corner. Shot no good. Foul shot is up there by Lexi Schmidt. No good. Tip try is good. Caitlin Ernst. Caitlin Ernst now with 4 points in the ball game, and St. Cecilia leads by 20. It is 34-14. So St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points here in the second half, and now Donovan Trumbull turns the ball away again. Trying to take it down the far sideline. Hendricks, she couldn't catch up with it. It goes out of bounds. And now Bob Samuelson wants to call a timeout for the Cardinals. Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout. 6 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, we'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 34, Donovan Trumbull 14.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
So St. Cecilia led 13-8 after the first quarter. It was 28-14 at halftime. And now St. Cecilia scored the first 6 points of the third quarter. They increase that lead to 20 points now at 34-14. Donovan Trumbull has not yet found the right combination to bring the ball up the floor here against St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull now with 15 turnovers in the ballgame. Following the timeout, Donovan Trumbull drops back into their zone defense. They allow St. Cecilia to bring the ball up the floor here. Cherise Farmer goes down to Libby. Out in the corner to the left side, brings it back to Farmer, now to Jackson. Jackson back to Farmer, left side of the lane. Abby Jackson. Jackson looks to the three, takes it, and hits it. Abby Jackson hits a three-pointer. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. That's her best effort of the season so far. Donovan Trumbull again inbounds the ball. This time, Jackson knocks it out of bounds. But Donovan Trumbull will play things in. That's a Sullivan with the ball for DT, and she will play things in right in front of the St. Cecilia student body section. The Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer to Kometscher. He tries to drive the ball against Ertz. Puts up a shot. No good. Caitlin Ernst with the rebound. She has it stripped away now by Kometscher, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Donovan Trumbull, so we'll stay right here as Caitlin Ernst was tied up there by Kometscher. Donovan Trumbull inbound the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket. 37-14, St. Cecilia leading by 23. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Kometscher will play things into Pfeiffer deep in the right corner. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Kometscher, her shot no good, and she's fouling the play. So she's fouling the play there by St. Cecilia. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Caitlin Ernst. That's going to be her first. First team foul in St. Cecilia here in the second half. Going to the free throw line is going to be Molly Kometscher. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Kometscher now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line in the season so far. 37-14 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Caitlin Ernst of St. Cecilia. So the Hawkins come back the other way. Abby Jackson goes over in the wing to Libby Kissinger down in the corner to Farmer. Now to Kissinger. Entry pass to get it over here. Mishandled by Lexi Schmidt, but it's picked up by Jackson. Jackson lobs it down low to Ernst, and her shot is up and in. Caitlin Ernst scores. She's now got 6 points in the ball game, and it's 39-14. St. Cecilia now leading by 25 points in the ball game. They've outscored Donovan Trumbull 11-0 to start the third quarter. There's a jumper from the right side. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cerise Farmer. Nice pass to Jackson, and she lays. Nope. Bounces off the rim. No good. Now it's in there as a Cerise Farmer scores for St. Cecilia. Jackson misses the layup there as it rims out of there, but Cerise was right there with the offensive board and the putback. 41-14. Hawkins on a 13-0 run here in this third quarter. There's a feed over to Brumman on the wing on the left side. Tipped away. Brumman picks it back up, trying to get rid of it. Brumman still got it. Bounce pass goes in the lane there to Glover. Glover kicks it back out here to Pfeiffer at the top of the key. Pass to the right side now to Brumman. She tries to penetrate inside. Puts up a shot from the elbow. Partially deflected. Foul called. So a foul is going to go here on St. Cecilia. Brumman will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be his second. So Libby Kissinger picks up her second foul, team foul number 2 on the Hawkettes. Brumman in the free throw line for first free throw of the season, and it's up there, it's good. She'll get one more. Donovan Trumbull hitting 25% from the field in their first two ball games, 8% from the three-point range, and 55% from the free throw line. They dropped both games last week to start the season. Second free throw is up there and in by Brumman, so she hits a pair. And that breaks the Hawkins 13-0 run here to start the third quarter. But the score is now 41-16. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead. Donovan Trumbull stays with his zone defense. St. Cecilia has not been affected by this tonight. Jackson sends it inside. Here's a shot by Lexi Schmidt up and in. Lexi's having a good ball game. She's got 14 points in the contest here. And it's 43-16. Pressure again. Hawkins steal the ball. Cerise Farmer has got it. Turnover number 16. There's a feed to the right side. Lexi Schmidt shot up and in. Lexi on a short baseline left side, or right side. Lexi's now got 16 points in the ball game. We got a timeout. A timeout with 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 45, Donovan Trumbull 16.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
A 17-2 run for Hastings St. Cecilia to start this third quarter. And the Hawkettes have opened up a 45-16 advantage over Donovan Trumbull. Here in girls high school basketball, Pfeiffer brings it back down the right sideline for the Cardinals. Stops and gets it to a Sarah Dinan, who's into the ball game now. Dinan goes to Pfeiffer now on the left side. Brumman has got it. St. Cecilia now. They're going to stay with their man-to-man defense here. Pfeiffer, dribble penetration inside the three-point arc. Here's a jump pass inside, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on St. Cecilia. No free throws here. Donovan Trumbull will inbound. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 45-16. Hawkins have the lead. Donovan Trumbull gets it into the free throw line. A shot by Glover is up and in. Kaylee Glover hits one from the charity stripe there. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 45-18. Hawkins with the advantage. Tessa Kalupa with the ball. Gets it on the high post. Now St. Cecilia's got some new folks in there here in the third quarter. There's a Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel goes to a Morgan Nicola. Nicola lobs the ball down low. Mishandled by Jamie Williams. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Turnover number six on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ball game. Sarah Gennert is into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Seeing her first playing time here tonight. There's a shot from the free throw line by Glover. It's going to be too hard this time. Rebound comes down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer long pass ahead. They get it down there to Tessa Kalupa, and she lays it in. Tessa Kalupa scores there for St. Cecilia. She's now got 4 points in the ball game, 47-18. I think if you're dressed in blue, you're going to get in there tonight as John Kyle has gone to the bench here in the third quarter. Pfeiffer has got the ball, lobs it into the lane. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Morgan Nicola of St. Cecilia. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring again is Tessa Kalupa. So back-to-back field goals on the break there for Tessa Kalupa. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. St. Cecilia leading now by the score of 49-18 in girls' high school basketball. There's a Brumman with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Her short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Running back the other way. Morgan Nicola got the rebound. Gets it at the far sideline. Now to Chanel Farmer. To Nicola. Now to Chanel. Works the baseline. Puts up a little 10-footer. It's up and in. Target practice here in the second half for St. Cecilia. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, 51-18. St. Cecilia with the lead. The Cardinals have scored only 4 points so far here in this third quarter. There's Glover at the free throw line. Back out to Pfeiffer. Pass down on the right baseline to Diner. Their shot's going to be short. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. Hawkins have another rebound. That's going to be a Morgan Nicola with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. Pulls up just inside the ring. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull's Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer bounce pass over here to Jordan Brumman. She'll bring it up now. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. She's going to be hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called on Gennert. Sarah Gennert picks up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Hawkettes. Heinrichs comes back in there. Kristen Sullivan comes back in there as well for Donovan Trumbull. 51-18. Here's a Sullivan. Has the basketball tipped away. St. Cecilia's got it on the turnover again. Back the other way. Chanel Farmer shot is up and in. St. Cecilia turning these turnovers now in the easy buckets. Donovan Trumbull has got 17 turnovers in the ballgame. The last three buckets for St. Cecilia have been off of the turnover on easy layups. Here's a Kometch with the ball. Now to Glover at the free throw line. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Glover gets it back. Goes over on the right side to Heinrichs. Her shot no good. Foul shot is up and in. Kirsten Sullivan grabs the offensive board and a putback. She's got 6 points in the ball game, and the St. Cecilia lead is now 33. 53-20. Here's a Tessa Kalupa with the ball. Moves it down the right side of the lane. And now we got a foul called on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Kirsten Sullivan. That's going to be her second. First team foul on Donovan Trumbull. So St. Cecilia will play things in. They just lob it over here on the right side. A shot taken there by Morgan Nicola. It's going to be no good. Kometcher grabs the rebound. Kometcher goes to a Brumman down the far sideline, and now she has it tipped out of her hands out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in her offensive zone deep in the corner on the left side. Heinrichs will play things in for the Cardinals. They get it to a Brumman off of a screen on the far sideline. Now a foul is going to be called over there. A foul is going to be called on Tessa Kalupa of St. Cecilia. That's going to be her second. Team foul number five on the Hawkettes. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in again. This time from the far sideline with 47 seconds to play. We've got the boys' game coming up next between Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia. Cardinals are 2-0. The Blue Hawks are 0-2 here early in the season. Sullivan takes the ball into the paint. We got another whistle. Another foul here on the Hawkettes. And the guilty party this time is going to be Kalupa again. Kalupa now with three personal fouls. Team foul number six on the Hawkettes. Sullivan will inbound. They get it to Kometcher, right side of the lane. Out on top now to Heinrichs. Dribbles inside the free throw line. Can't put up a shot to Kometcher. To Glover. Back outside to Heinrichs. Heinrichs moves over here to Brumman. Her shot for three is going to be way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicola. Long baseball pass down the floor is going to be too far. is taken down by Heinrichs, and then her momentum carries her forward, and a traveling violation is called on Heinrichs. Turnover number 7 on St. Cecilia. That's number 18 on Donovan Trumbull. 53-20. St. Cecilia leading here in girls high school basketball. Sarah Gettert moves it over here to Chanel Farmer. Goes inside. Here's Morgan Nicholas. Shot no good. Follow shot up and in.
Jamie Williams
gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 2 points in the ball game. Hawkins now leading by a score of 55-20. 10 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Here's Brumman. Has it tipped away again. It goes out of bounds, and Brumman was the last to touch it. Another turnover on DT. That's going to be number 19. And now St. Cecilia will come back the other direction with 6 seconds left on the clock here. They get into Morgan Nicola, returns it back to Chanel Farmer. Farmer goes to Kalupa. Long-range jumper is off of the back iron, no good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. A good one for Hastings St. Cecilia. They've now got 55 points on the board after three quarters. The score after three, Hastings St. Cecilia 55, Donovan Trumbull 20.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia outscores Donovan Trumbull in the third quarter, 27-6. It's now 55-20. Hawkins have the advantage. They have the opening possession here. The fourth quarter, driving down the right side of the lane is going to be Sharice Farmer as it poked away, and it's going to be picked up here by Donovan Trumbull. That is the eighth turnover on the Hawkettes here in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull comes back the other way. St. Cecilia stays with their man-to-man. It's been very good tonight. Here's a Glover with the ball. They get it inside now. Here's a shot by Sullivan that won't go. Rebound Glover as it tipped away from behind, and the foul is going to be called. Foul's going to go on St. Cecilia. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Hawkettes. It's going to go on Ernst. That's going to be her second personal foul. And now Kaylee Glover goes to the free throw line here for Donovan Trumbull. She's got 3 field goals so far. 6 points in the ball game. Here's the first free throw of the night. It's up there. It's no good. Glover on the season now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. She'll have one more. 7:29 to play here in the basketball game. St. Cecilia leading by a bunch, 55-20. Next shot is up there. It's good, so she hits 1 out of 2. It's only the seventh point of the second half for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia with the ball. Abby Jackson gets it out to Sharice Farmer. Over on the wing on the left side to Libby Kissinger. Back outside. There's a shot taken by Sharice and a traveling violation. Second time tonight she's been called for a traveling violation shooting the basketball. She has a little hitch in her little step there. She takes a little hop before she goes up for the shot. That time she's whistled for the traveling violation. 9 turnovers now in St. Cecilia. It's 55-21. Hawkins with the lead. Pfeiffer has got it on the far sideline. Now to Heinrichs, and a foul is going to be called on St. Cecilia's Libby Kissinger. 3 fouls now on Libby Kissinger. Team foul number 8 on the Hawkins. Kayla Heinrichs will go to the free throw line. Heinrichs has not scored here tonight. And she still hasn't. She misses the front end of the 1-1. Battle for the rebound. Now we got a foul called. Lexi Schmidt was battling for the ball down there. And Sullivan's going to be hit with a personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her third. So 3 fouls now on Sullivan. St. Cecilia will get her back here. We're a minute into the fourth quarter. 55-21. Hawkins with the lead. Abby Jackson out on top. Libby Kissinger. Now to Abby here on the near side. Jackson sends it into the paint. Nice dish down low. A shot by Ernst is up and in. We got it to Lexi Schmidt down on the baseline to Caitlin Ernst, and Caitlin lays it in. She's got 8 points in the ballgame. 57-21. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball back. Here's Glover from just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound Kometscher. Follow shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Ernst. She hands the ball away now to Cherise Farmer. Right-handed dribble, gets it ahead to Libby Kissinger. Sends it back to Cherise, mishandles the ball. Now Cherise out there in three-point territory. Comes to Libby Kissinger inside the free throw circle. Now to Abby Jackson. Jackson centers over to Cherise Farmer. They get it inside to Ernst. Rainbow pass comes over here to Kissinger. Now back inside to Schmidt. Can't put up a shot. Pass out on the wing. Tip picked up by Libby Kissinger. Jump pass down in the corner to Farmer. 4-3. Shot hits the side of the iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Running back the other way, Solomon has got. Nice pass to Kometscher, and she lays it in. Solomon gets the assist. Molly Kometscher gets the field goal. Molly down with 4 points in the ball game. Back the other way is Lexi Schmidt. She's fouling the play. St. Cecilia trying to catch the Donovan Trumbull defense asleep there as they got the ball back up the floor rather quickly there. Lexi Schmidt is going to be fouled in the play. Going to go on Kometscher. That's going to be her second. So Lexi Schmidt will go to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Good night. She's at 16 points. Her shot is up there as good. She's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Lexi has had games of 8, 10, and now 17 in the three ball games so far for St. Cecilia. All wins. It is now 58-23. Hastings St. Cecilia ruling Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Second shot is up there is no good by Lexi. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. Here's Brumman with the ball, sends it to the right side. Dinan has got a 15-footer off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Cherise Farmer runs her back the other way to Jackson, has it tipped away from her, out of bounds. Brumman doing a good job getting back there for Donovan Trumbull on defense, tipping that ball away from Jackson. St. Cecilia will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby holding the ball here for St. Cecilia. Holds it, goes to the far sideline is Cherise Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles once, comes out now between the rings to Kissinger. Now to Lexi Schmidt at the free throw line to Jackson. Outside again, there's a long-range jumper by Kissinger. Good. Libby Kissinger now with 10 points in the basketball game as she hits the tray. It is 61-23. Hastings St. Cecilia rolling along here with 5.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here's a Pfeiffer with a ball. Pfeiffer now to Sullivan. Dribble penetration. Dumps it down low. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes out of there. St. Cecilia's got it. Libby Kissinger back the other way for the Hawkettes. Libby to Abby Jackson, sends it inside. Lexi Schmidt puts it up off the window, no good. She's fouling the play. So Lexi Schmidt goes back to the free throw line here for St. Cecilia. Fouling the play there. That's going to go on Kenzie Clocky. That's going to be her first personal foul. Lexi Schmidt back to the free throw line. She's 1 of 3 there so far tonight. 17 points in the basketball game. Lexi's shot is up there. It's good. She'll get one more. We're going to see everybody now. Kometscher comes back in. St. Cecilia is going to send Jamie Williams into the ball game now. Here comes Glover back in for Donovan Trumbull, replacing Kirsten Sullivan. 61-24, St. Cecilia with the advantage here in girls basketball. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up by Brumman. Brumman will bring her back the other way for Donovan Trumbull. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Stops there. Gets the ball now to Sarah Dinan. Dinan dribbles to the left side. Has the basketball stripped away by Farmer. Chanel Farmer gets the ball ahead to Jamie Williams. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Jamie Williams scores there. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls the timeout. 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the basketball game. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 63, Donovan Trumbull 24.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, 441 to play. Here in the ballgame, that's all Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, 63-24. Donovan Trumbull has scored only 10 points so far here in the second half. There's another turnover. Ball tipped away. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. Back the other way. Chanel Farmer drives and she's fouled in the play. That is now 21 turnovers on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. St. Cecilia with some more free throws coming back the other way. Jordan Brumman picks up the personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be her second. Chanel Farmer to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. She's got 7 points in the ballgame. one out of two from the free throw line. Urshan is up there, and the shot is off of the mark. No good. St. Cecilia will take on Blue Hill tomorrow night. Right back here at the Chapman Gym. Donovan Trumbull returns home. They got a ball game against the Harvard Cardinals tomorrow night. 63-24 is the score. Hawkins leading. They use a 17-2 run in the third quarter. So pull ahead here. Chanel Farmer hits the second free throw to go down. And the Hawkins now lead by 40. 64-24. Here's a Kometra with the ball. Left side of the lane. Brings it out on the wing here to Pfeiffer. Dribbles once. Moves to her left. Comes out on top to Sullivan. Dribble penetration. Off balance shot. No good. Rebound Tessa Kalupa for Hastings St. Cecilia. Kalupa right-handed dribble across the timeline. St. Cecilia will set things up halfway through this fourth quarter. They go over to a Chanel Farmer. Bombs away for three. Shot good. Nothing but net there for Chanel Farmer. Farmer now with 11 points in the basketball game. Lexi Schmidt leading the way. She has got 18. St. Cecilia now leading by a score of 68-24. Pfeiffer with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull to Heinrichs. Heinrichs now to Pfeiffer out here. Swings it left side. Kometcher. Entry pass to Sullivan. Jump pass to the right side. Heinrichs shot up and in. Kayla Heinrichs scores from about 12 feet away. Right side of the lane. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 68-26. 3.5 to play. There's a long-range jumper back the other way by St. Cecilia's Tessa Kalupa. That's going to be no good. Glover with a rebound. For Donovan Trumbull, outlet pass goes to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now to Sullivan into the forecourt. That's a Kristen Sullivan. Kristen Sullivan dribbling with the ball there for Donovan Trumbull. Over to Pfeiffer. Her high-arcing shot's going to be no good. Ball taken out of the air there by Morgan Nicola. Long pass down the floor. Here's a shot by Tessa Kalupa. No good. She's nailed on the play, and a foul is going to be called. And Tessa Kalupa will go to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The foul is going to go on Kirsten Sullivan. That's going to be her fourth. And going to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia will be Tessa Kalupa. She's got three field goals so far, 6 points in the ball game. Now she has a free throw. She is now one out of two from the free throw line on the season. Kenzie Clocky coming to the ball game now. Sarah Dinan also checks in there for head coach Bob Samuelson. Here comes the next shot by Kalupa. It's in the air. It's around the rim and down. So she has now got 8 points in the ballgame. Alyssa Schropp coming into the ballgame now for Hastings St. Cecilia. She is a 5'5" sophomore. So Alyssa Schropp into the ballgame now for the Hawkettes. 70-26, St. Cecilia with the lead. Here's a steal now by Chanel Farmer. She drives for the hole. Her left-handed layup is good. Chanel Farmer with a steal and a field goal. She has now got 13 points in the ballgame. Turnover number 22 on Donovan Trumbull. 2:47 to play. Here's another steal by Farmer. Takes it away from Brumman. Drives, shoots, and the same result. Chanel Farmer with another field goal. 13 points. 74-26. St. Cecilia in a blowout here tonight. Here's a Sullivan entry pass to get it inside. Tipped away from Clocky. It's picked up again by Farmer coming back the other way. Farmer throws it over here to Alyssa Schropp. Schropp down to Nicola. Now to Alyssa Schropp. And now we got a 3-second violation called in St. Cecilia. 3-second violation called in the Hawkettes. Saw some new folks into the ball game there. And if you haven't played yet in the ball game, you're going to play now. A plethora of players coming in now for each team. 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 74-26. So St. Cecilia will go to 3-0 in the season. Donovan Trumbull is going to go to 0-3 after this one. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Here's Brumman. Comes over here to Ashton Mazur, who's into the ball game for the first time. Outside again to a Dinan. Move to the left side of the lane. Now they kick it back out here. That's a Dinan with the ball. St. Cecilia just playing a man-to-man defense here. Mazur has got it. Left side of the lane. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Brumman, looking to penetrate. Can't do it against Alyssa Schropp. Schropp tips the ball away. The scramble is on. Dinan picks it back up. Dinan now to a Brumman. Brumman dribbles to the top of the free throw line. Over on the right side now, the wing to a Sarah Dinan. Dribbles between a couple of defenders, forces up a shot. No good. Ball tapped out, and Schropp has got the ball now for St. Cecilia. Alyssa Schropp runs her back the other way and will circle back around. Won't take the shot. 90 seconds to go here in this basketball game. St. Cecilia's got it on their offensive end. Here's Olivia Thomas with the ball now. Comes out to Schropp. Moves it over on the left side to Josie Jackson, who's into the ball game. So a fresh set of players in here for St. Cecilia. Schropp drives it down the lane. Her shot's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Donovan Trumbull grabs it, but a foul is going to be called. Katie Clocky grabs the rebound there for Donovan Trumbull, but a personal foul is going to be whistled on St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Schropp. That's going to be her first. That's going to be the ninth team foul in St. Cecilia. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. We'll have a one-and-one situation for Katie Clocky. She has not scored so far this season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So Katie Clocky gets the free throw to go down. She is a 5'9" freshman. In fact, Donovan Trumbull has got four freshmen on the roster here this year. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia. With the board there was a Kitten, who's into the ball game now, to Jackson. Losing out to a Kitten out in three-point territory to Schropp. We're down to less than a minute to play now. Here in this fourth quarter, it's 74-27. There's a pass inside the free throw circle, and a jump ball is going to be called. They try to get to Ellen Foote, who's a sophomore for St. Cecilia. She was tied up in the play. So the turnover, number 11 for St. Cecilia. And Donovan Trumbull comes back the other direction. 50 seconds to play in this one. It's all St. Cecilia tonight, 74-26 in girls' high school basketball. Here's Ashton Missouri with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. She dribbles it off of her foot, and it's going to be picked up here by St. Cecilia's Olivia Thomas. 25 turnovers now in Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia's got it back to their offensive end with 30 seconds to play. They pound the ball down low, grabbing it, shooting it. It's going to be Thomas. Her shot no good. Follow shot no good by Thomas. Rebound loose. Schropp had it. She lost it, and it's picked up here by Donovan Trumbull. That's a Brumman with the ball for the Cardinals. Runs it back the other way with a left-handed dribble. Brumman takes it down underneath the basket. Reverse layup is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the loose ball is taken down there by St. Cecilia's Thomas. Now a traveling violation is called in backcourt. Olivia Thomas got the rebound there for St. Cecilia. Then she's called for the traveling violation. So the Hawkettes turn it away for the 12th time here tonight. 7.6 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 74-26. Donovan Trumbull getting blown out of here tonight. Cardinals have the ball. Here's Mazur. Tries to send it down in the corner. It's going to be tipped away from Dinan out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there was Josie Jackson, a sophomore for Hastings St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull will play things in, and they have it tipped out of bounds again. Now we're down to 1.4 seconds to play. So St. Cecilia going to wrap up the win here tonight. Inbounding the ball is going to be Sarah Dinan. Dinan will inbound it for the Cardinals, holds it. Dinan gets it into the lane, right through the fingertips. And we got it. The horn sounds, and that's the end of the basketball game as Donovan Trumbull blown out here tonight by Hastings St. Cecilia in girls' high school basketball. Final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia 74, Donovan Trumbull 26. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be,
belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight in girls' high school basketball. Final score of 74-26. St. Cecilia led at the end of the first quarter 13-8. It was 28-14 at halftime. And St. Cecilia starts the third quarter on a 17-2 run. Ended up outscoring Donovan Trumbull in that third period 27-6. So at the end of three quarters, St. Cecilia had this one in the bag. It was 55-20. And the Hawkins playing some second, third, and fourth-teamers in there to mop up the basketball game here tonight. And the Hawkettes finally win it by the score of 74-26. So St. Cecilia now 3 wins, no losses on the season. They will get ready for the Blue Hill Bobcats tomorrow night here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Donovan Trumbull now drops to no wins and 3 losses. They will face the Harvard Cardinals tomorrow night back in Donovan. Again, the score in this one, it was Hastings St. Cecilia beating Donovan Trumbull by a score of 74-26. Scoring in the ball game for Donovan, Kaylee Glover led the way. She had 7 points in the ball game. She had 3 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Kirsten Sullivan had 6 points. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 4 points for tonight for Molly Kometscher. Kometscher had a couple of field goals, and she was 0 of 2 from the line. Katie Pfeiffer had a field goal for 2. Jordan Brumman, a couple of free throws, 2 points. Kayla Heinrichs had a field goal for 2. She was 0 of 1 from the free throw line. And Sarah Dinan had a field goal for 2. Katie Clocky got into the ball game, was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line late in the ball game. Donovan Trumbull ended up shooting 6 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially 25 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings St. Cecilia was led tonight by Lexi Schmidt. She had 18 points in the game. Lexi hitting 8 field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. Also in double figures was Chanel Farmer. Farmer had 12 points in the second half. She ends up with 15 for the ball game. And also Libby Kissinger in double figures. She had 10. The other scores for St. Cecilia: Caitlin Ernst had 8 points. Tessa Kalupa had 8 points. 7 for Abby Jackson, 4 points for Cherise Farmer, and 4 points for Jamie Williams. So St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Final score of 74-26. They lead it all the breaks tonight, 13-8 after the first quarter, 28-14 at halftime, 55-20 after 3 quarters. And again, the Hawkettes win it tonight by a score of 74-26. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball coach Kevin Asher as the Blue Hawks look to win their first ball game of the season here against Donovan Trumbull tonight. We'll come back and talk with the coach. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street, for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at the Chapman Gymnasium as we get set for the boys game.